The following podcast may contain mature themes and coarse language. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome to the No Fear Friday edition of the No Fear Project podcast. I'm your host, Pete D'Amico. This week will be a shorter, ad-free episode focused on a quote from the poet and civil rights activist Maya Angelou that I've been reflecting on. Here's what she wrote. What is fear of living? It's being preeminently afraid of dying. It is not doing what you came here to do, out of timidity and spinelessness. The antidote is to take full responsibility for yourself, for the time you take up and the space you occupy. If you don't know what you're here to do, then just do some good. That ends the quote. During the time of COVID-19, this message is more important than ever. Notice Ms. Angelou says to take responsibility for yourself, and I would add your family when you have younger kids. Note that she does not say to project yourself onto others. That is a tricky piece of advice during a pandemic, because we want others to do exactly as we do, because we're afraid. This becomes even more problematic as some parts of the country reopen while others remain in quarantine. Yet, this quote stands firm. If you take care of yourself, if you are smart and follow guidelines, even as areas are reopened, your risk is mitigated. That includes avoiding others not following protocols. The fact is, we still don't know enough about this virus, and our views will continue to evolve as more is learned. In the meantime, I personally have found peace in focusing my efforts. The last sentence of this quote are words to live by, always. I'll read it again. Quote, if you don't know what you're here to do, then just do some good. Unquote. Even as we focus on ourselves each day, we must do some good. When you do some good for others, you feel better. When you feel better, you care more for yourself. When you care more for yourself, you do your best and it inspires others. That is the circle of greatness that will conquer fear, making the world a much better place. We live in an age of fear. Why it is the goal of some to keep us in that state is beyond my comprehension. But we have the ability and strength to beat the fearmongers back while being smart and responsible. The hashtag I started many years ago means so much right now. Hashtag be better today. Live those words and watch fear recede. As we wrap up this episode, I want to thank our Patreon supporters, especially our producers, the Endurance for Everyone podcast, Dava Sylvia, and the Money, Motivation, and Motherhood podcast. The support of all our patrons during this trying time is humbling. Please be sure to subscribe to the No Fear Project on your favorite podcast app, and consider leaving a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. It really does help people find the show. As always, remember, the way forward is together. The time to conquer is now.
Thank you for listening to the No Fear Project. Original music is from Josh and Dean. Join us on social media by searching the No Fear Project on Facebook and Instagram. Check out thenofearproject.com for more information, including in-person presentations on fear customized for your organization. The No Fear Project is committed to helping those with mental illness get help and to defeating the stigma. If you have any thoughts of harming yourself or suicide, please contact the Suicide Prevention Hotline for help now at 800-273-8255. Remember, you are not alone. The No Fear Project is a production of Paragon Media, all rights reserved.